Ahead to this year, and I got to ask you, I know you probably don't want me to ask you, but boy, going back to last March, say regional finalist, this close to getting to Columbus, point is, how much does a loss like that motivate a team in the offseason to try to do better this year?
Well, I'm not 100% sure how much it motivates the team. For sure, it motivates the coaches. You know, it was a tough way to go down there. We thought we were on our way to Columbus. But it just didn't go our way last year. But we plan on rectifying that this year.
Yeah, again, Coach, you've done a great job over the years, but a really good program there. Who are some of those young ladies that are coming back off that team that was this close to getting the state?
Well, I mean, we have eight seniors this year. And, you know, when that class got here a couple years ago as freshmen, we knew it was a really good group. You know, you got the winning twins obviously are back. Abby and Allie, you know, they both have committed to Saginaw Valley. They'll have their little signing ceremony, I think, Wednesday, which is awesome. We got the Griffin twins, you know, Kaylee. She knocked down quite a few threes last year. We'll be back this year, and her sister Steph is doing a great job, class president. And we have just a good group of kids, a lot of top students in their class. Lexi Hall and Lexi Zaley. Emily Rapaz is back. Annika Burdell was a freshman who started about half of the games last year. We got a couple experienced point guards, Shania Jackson. We got Julia Agretto, Sky Rawson. I mean, we just got a lot of kids coming back. And, you know, we lost two seniors off that team. Obviously, very good players, Faith and Reagan, but we plan on putting it back together and coming out strong this year.
And Rob was telling me before we went on the air, before I asked my question, because it's Veterans Day, you're a vet, so congratulations for your service to this country.
Thank you very much. It was a long time ago, but time sure flies.
Which branch?
I was in the Army.
All right. Were you an officer? Or just
I left the Army. I was Sergeant E5, and I was 11 Bravo Infantry.
Wow, you must have broke some brass then, huh?
Oh, I probably did, yeah.
Hey, you talk about so many great players coming back this year at Elyria Catholic. Is there one player that maybe, with all this experience and as much as they've played together, that you might loosen the reins on?
Oh, no, we loosen the reins on everybody. I mean, Coach Schill and I were just talking today. There's a drill we watch the boys do where they score more points if they score faster in the drill, because we're trying to speed up, get the game going faster, and get more shots off. So, yeah, we encourage everybody to cut loose and get after it.
Will you look at this team differently than you did a year ago, or are you looking at it from more of a, we're just reloading, getting on with our business, and now we're going to go for all of it?
I mean, we always set our goals high. You know, and I mean, if we don't get to Columbus this year, it will be a disappointment. And I'm not just saying it. That's just the goal.
Well, you're being honest,
and that's how we want our girls to think like that. We know that it's a process, so you know we may not be the top 20 team in the state on week one, but our goal is to be there by the time March comes, to be one of the top teams in the state. I got, you know, Coach Schill's been with me, I think, 8 years, great coach. My daughter Tori's been with us a couple, and Mike Sunderman's now been with us a couple years too. So we got a great coaching staff together, and we just intend on making it a great year.
All right, with all that experience on the bench with you, how much do they tell you something before you think of it or before you can actually get the words out of your mouth? Do they anticipate what Coach Rothgary is going to say?
My daughter does a lot, because I think she knows me probably better than anybody. But I think Coach Hill and I have been together for a number of years now, and we work very well together. So I just say I got great staff.
What are some of the strengths of this year's team going to be?
Well, you know, obviously we got some size. I mean, Abby and Allie are both, you know, in that 6'1" range. Emily Rapaz is about six foot herself, and I think Annika's maybe 5'9", but she's so strong, she can play against anybody of any size. So I think our size is going to be our strength. But we do have kids that can put the ball on the floor and attack the basket. Been impressed with it so far in some of our scrimmages, how we're doing. But I think, you know, we put a lot of time into shooting. Again, that's one of those things I use, like, you know, Kaylee Griffin as an example. She doesn't play basketball in the off season. She plays softball and does other things. So as this season progresses, she turns into being one of the best 3-point shooters in the area that nobody really knows about. I told a story last year, and I on the film I timed it. She made three threes in 21 seconds. And I don't know if anybody's ever seen that in a game. Three threes in 21 seconds. So it's like our program is not a 12-month a year program. We don't we don't, I guess we just don't roll like that. So our kids continue to get better and better throughout the season, which is fun for all of us.
So I would think the challenge then, obviously, is trying to replace Faith and Reagan, Faith Williams, Reagan Show, your two guards. So do you do that? Do you think I need to find two guards, or do you think to yourself, I need to find three, four, five girls maybe that can help contribute and do what Faith and Reagan did collectively?
Well, right. I mean, Faith controlled kind of the tempo of the game with her offensive skills, and obviously Reagan, probably one of the best defenders I've ever coached. So, I mean, first off, you have to stop the other team from scoring. So, you know, find people to fill that defensive mindset. That's kind of our starting point, is just become better on defense. But offensively, I mean, Faith tried to create a lot of offense on her own too, and I think with this group, it'll be probably even more. We will always share the ball, I think, pretty well as a team. But I think a lot this time, some of those girls who maybe didn't handle the ball so much in years past, they tend to look inside for the win-ins a little quicker.
What is the one core principle that you adhere to as the bedrock to your program, the philosophy behind the success at Elyria Catholic Basketball since you've been there, Coach?
Be a good teammate. Be the kind of teammate you'd like to have on your team. And I think that, again, we talk about kind of our balanced scoring. And even today at the end of practice, we were talking about being a good teammate. And in our program, we've had a lot of success as a team, but we've never had a leading scorer in the county, never even been close. Man, today I use the example of Emily Taylor. She scored 18 points a game as a freshman and then 10 points a game as a senior. And I said, does anybody think she got worse in those 4 years? No. You know, she got better and got better at getting her teammates involved. So that's always been our goal, is to be a good teammate.
I know traditionally you always have a very difficult non-conference schedule. Have you tried to do that again this year?
Yeah, we've got some good ones. We have Laurel coming to Elyria Catholic. I just saw the Ohio Girls Basketball Report preseason poll. They're number one in Division II, and they've got they're loaded up. We have them coming to Elyria Catholic. We're going to be at Gilmore. We're playing in a tournament at Garfield against St. V's. I think we play Wheeling Central Catholic down in Columbus.
See, you're going to Columbus.
Yeah, we're going to Columbus. We're going there this weekend for a scrimmage, too. So we're getting to Columbus one way or another, Rob.
What's maybe the biggest thing you need to see improvement-wise for this team to get where you need it to be or want it to be?
Well, I mean, you know, not dragging things out from last year's game. It's just handling pressure. It's always going to be handling pressure. So, I mean, I think we're going to, you know, make that a point of emphasis throughout the year.
When you get your bulletins from Columbus and the OHSAA every year, all the sports do, there's all these points of emphasis. Well, what's the one point of emphasis from Columbus this year for basketball coaches for girls high school basketball? Is there one, and what is it?
I honestly, I didn't see what it was this year. I mean, you know, they usually
you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, they'll send stuff about hand checking and different things like that. And calling the block charge, difficulty in making that call, and they kind of lay out a few things, but I have not seen what they sent out this year.
Some people, too, scratch their heads that are just fans of basketball, and we just saw this in some other sports in the fall about the uniform code and clothing that has to match. Now, I see you're shaking your head. So you know where I'm going with this question.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
Is it that difficult to try to keep it reined in because there's so many paragraph B, subchapter 6, whatever, for us matching colors and what you can wear and what you can't wear?
I'm not really sure why the color of a headband matters to anybody. It certainly doesn't matter to me. I know that a lot of referees will be tough on tucking in a shirt, but if you actually read the rules, if the shirt was made not to be tucked in, it doesn't need to be tucked in. And a lot of them are kind of made with the way that they are in the bottom, that they can hang out. But I feel bad for the referees, honestly, that they have to deal with some of that too, though.
Do you think it's more of a coach who might feel that they're under personnel and they might want to then make an appeal to an official to get the call
to enforce
the rule? Because most coaches got to just say, I don't care. Let's just play.
I don't think I've ever seen a coach that really cared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eric, best of luck this year. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, you guys,
and again,
for having us out.
Happy Veterans Day to you.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having us out. And thanks, WOL. Always do great for high school sports.